sports, birthplace of divine religions. Welcome to the second episode of Quds, Birthplace of Divine Religions. In this program, we will talk about the status of Al-Quds and other edifices for Muslims. Donald Trump's act of recognizing Al-Quds or Baitul Muqaddas as the capital of the fake Zionist regime once again put this holy city at the top of world news. In the previous program, we talked about the status of this mosque to Muslims and the ascension of the Prophet of Islam from Al-Aqsa Mosque to the heavens. This has been mentioned in the first ayah of Surah Isra. Immaculate is he who carried his servant on a journey by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque whose environs we have blessed, that we might show him some of our signs. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The great exegete of the Holy Quran, Allama Tabatabai, says, "The statement of whose environs we have blessed shows that not only Al-Aqsa Mosque is a holy land, but its surroundings are also blessed. This might be a reference to its apparent blessings because Baitul Muqaddas is a green area with rich trees and flowing waters and beauties. It might also refer to the spiritual blessings of Baitul Muqaddas because this holy land has always been the center of great divine prophets and the birthplace of monotheism and godliness. Another point in this spiritual and divine journey is the path of the Holy Prophet from the center of Islam Mecca to Baitul Muqaddas, the center of monotheist religions." Sayyid Qutb says, "Isra links all great monotheistic religions from Abraham and Ishmael to the seal of prophets, blessings of Allah upon him and his progeny, and concentrates the holy places of monotheistic religions in one place. The noble Prophet of Islam, with this night journey, declares that his mission is the mission of previous prophets and continuation of their path." Imam Ja'far Sadiq bi Sapanim, the sixth infallible successor of the Prophet of Islam, regarding the Prophet's ascension to the heavens, or Mi'raj, said, "When God's messenger was taken to Baitul Muqaddas during ascension, Gabriel placed him on the mount, and they came to Baitul Muqaddas together. Gabriel showed the state of great messengers to the Prophet, where he held prayers. When God's messenger was taken to Baitul Muqaddas during ascension, Gabriel placed him on the mount, and they came to Baitul Muqaddas together. Gabriel showed the state of great messengers to the Prophet where he held prayers." In view of the status of this city in Islam, Muslims always view it with respect, and it is considered as one of the holy sites in Islam. In the year 15 AH, the Muslim forces, after conquering Syria, came to Baitul Muqaddas. They besieged this city for 4 months and faced many problems to take the city without bloodshed. Rulers of Baitul Muqaddas were desperate of the assistance of the Romans. The people of the city were also tired of the incompetent rulers, hence they decided to hand over the city to the Muslim Caliph. The Muslims also accepted their condition and informed the second caliph to come to Baitul Muqaddas and take it over. The caliph came to Baitul Muqaddas with the discretion of Imam Ali, peace upon him, and at the meeting with the bishops and religious leaders, he wrote a memorandum and officially took over Baitul Muqaddas and developed it, which resembled a ruin in the pre-Islamic era. The most important religious spot of Baitul Muqaddas is Al-Aqsa Mosque, located in the eastern angle of the city. This mosque was not in modern form before Islam. The entire holy shrine, including Qubbatu Sakhra, or Dome of Rock, and other places, was called Al-Aqsa, but today it is applied for a large mosque located south of the shrine. The new construction of Al-Aqsa Mosque started in 74 AH. It is 80 meters long and 55 meters wide and covers an area of 4,400 square meters. French sociologist Gustave Le Bon writes in the Book of Islam and Arab Civilization, "The Al-Aqsa Mosque is one of the most amazing buildings built by man. Its beauty is inconceivable." The Dome of Rock is another Islamic work in Al-Quds. The ascension to the heavens of the Prophet of Islam was performed from this cliff, a place with a length of 17.7 meters and a width of 13.5 meters and a height of 1.5 meters. This building was repaired and completed twice in the years 72 and 78 AH. The Dome of Rock covers 500 square meters of Al-Aqsa Mosque. One of the European scientists says, "I have seen many works and buildings in India and Europe, but as long as I remember, I haven't seen a building more beautiful than the Dome of Rock. In addition to these two edifices, there are other cultural and religious edifices such as mosques, schools and religious works in Al-Quds that show the magnificent civilization of Muslims in the past centuries." The existence of 36 mosques and tombs of a group of the companions of the Prophet of Islam, including the grave of Ubadah ibn Samit Ansari, the first Muslim judge in Al-Quds, Qubbatul Salsala Cemetery, the Fatimi Hospital, the Salahi Hospital, Qubbatul Mi'raj, the Synthesis School, the Castle of Baitul Muqaddas, Darul Hadith, David's Altar, Salamiyah School, Darul Quran, Shafa Bath. These and dozens of other historical Islamic works in the city show Muslims' love of their culture during their reign in this holy city. Baitul Muqaddas, or Al-Quds, was at the hand of Muslims till the 5th century AH. Mismanagement of some Muslim rulers and infights among Muslims strengthened the situation of the enemies of Islam. In the year 490 AH, the European crusaders began a massive invasion of Baitul Muqaddas by gathering a large army from all over Europe and occupied the city through massacre of innocent people. Only in the Holy Shrine and its environs, they killed hundreds of thousands of Muslims. In fact, they launched a bloodbath in one of the holiest spots of planet Earth. During the 91 years that Baitul Muqaddas and Al-Aqsa Mosque were under the occupation of crusaders, the mosque went to rack and ruin until 583 AH. In this year, Salah ad-Din Ayyubi moved to Al-Quds and liberated the city on Rajab 17th, 583 AH. After conquering the city, he read a sermon at Al-Aqsa Mosque. and after cleaning it, he washed it with rose water and brought a beautiful pulpit from Syria to the Al-Aqsa Mosque.